So, something about your background that I'd like to bring up. You spent 5 years, I think, living in a Buddhist monastery on the West Coast.
Close. 4 or 5 years, yeah.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And were you in a Jesuit monastery for a time too?
I was in a Benedictine Catholic monastery
Oh,
for a year.
for a year.
For a year, yeah.
So, I'm wondering if the things that you learned there about meditation, contemplation, are helping you at this stage of your life and helping you live in an assisted living facility in an atmosphere that some people might find very depressing,
Absolutely.
because people are so much older than you are and so much, closer to death and often more seriously impaired and so on.
The Buddha said, I wasn't there obviously to hear him, but I'm told he said that life is impermanent. And the time that I spent as a monk in both monasteries was without a doubt the most productive, powerful period of my life. And I believe, everything to the training that I received in both monasteries. Zen is not that far from Catholicism. I was at the Benedictine monastery, and they encourage their monks to be rather eclectic when it comes to religious beliefs. They're obviously Christian, but one of the monks had built a small Japanese tea ceremony room, and I was reading a book one day from the, it was in the room, and it said the Buddha had learned how to turn the stream of compassion within, and I dropped to my knees and started to weep. It never occurred to me that one could turn the stream of compassion within. Sometime later, I was on a plane to California to the Buddhist monastery to try and find out, how does one do this? How does one love themselves? How does one give oneself the benefit of the doubt?
How does one give to oneself the compassion
Compassion,
that
you're
would
right, exactly.
come naturally when it came to caring for other people?
Exactly.
And
Because in my experience, Terry, this is all a mirror. And how you treat yourself and how you treat other people is identical. Identical. The love and affection that you have for other people is only as much as you can afford for yourself. It was like a homecoming. I had forgiven myself, Terry, of all the things that I had done that I didn't think I should have done, or of all the things I wasn't, I thought I should be. I accepted them. And when that happened, it's indescribable, really. It's something so simple as accepting yourself, turning the stream of compassion within, yet it's such a powerful gift to not just myself, but to all those now I come in contact with.
well, it's really been good to talk with you. I appreciate you making the trip to a radio studio so we could speak over microphones to each other so that the audience can hear you well. Thank you so much. Thank you for
Terry, it
talking
was
with
my
us.
pleasure.
Martin Bain is a resident of an assisted living facility because of Parkinson's disease. He wrote an article about life there in Health Affairs, which was excerpted in the Washington Post. You'll find a link to both, as well as a link to his new blog and his literary journal on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.